بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Regarding the sublime noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ghazali rahimullah continues, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed far from anger and became pleased very quickly. That his anger would not come quickly to him. And when he did become angry, it was not difficult at all to please him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most compassionate to all people. He was the best and granted the most benefit. In the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, voices were never raised. Whenever Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up from any gathering, then he would recite the following dua. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruk wa atubu ilayk. O Allah, you are pure. O Allah, for you is all praise. I bear witness that there is none worthy besides you. I seek your forgiveness and I turn towards you. He would say that Jibreel alayhi salam had taught me this dua. Ulama has mentioned this dua is called the kafara of the gathering. That is, whatever evil word is uttered in the gathering is wiped away by means of this dua. Regarding the speech and laughter of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most eloquent person and his speech was very sweet. He used to say, I am the most eloquent of the Arabs. He also used to say, the people of Jannah will speak according to the manner of speech and language of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak little, but he would be simple and clear in his speech. When he would speak, he would not speak futile things. His speech was like a string of pearls. Sahaba-i-kiram radiallahu anhum state, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would speak very concisely. However, together with this, it was such speech which was comprehensive and which clarified the aim and objective. If any person spoke anything which was not appropriate, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would turn away from him. If Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was compelled to say something which was disliked, then he would not do so in clear words, but would rather use hints and signs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would appear happily and with a smile in front of his sahaba. If they ever mentioned any strange incident, then he would join them in their astonishment and he would mingle with them. Sometimes he would laugh in such a manner that his blessed teeth would become apparent. The Sahaba-i-Kiram radiallahu anhum's laughter in the gathering of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also not exceed a smile out of respect and following his manner. Imam Ghazali rahimullah narrates an incident. A village dweller came into the presence of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say we could see on his blessed face at that time there was the sign of some grief or anger. The villager wished to ask something. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum prevented him, since they felt it inappropriate to speak to him at such a time. The village dweller said, leave me. I take an oath by the being who has sent you as a truthful Nabi. I will not leave you until you do not smile. He came forward and he asked, that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this information has reached us that in the last era, when people will be dying of hunger, then Dajjal will come to the people with a lot of sarid, meaning broken pieces of roti in gravy. He said, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Inform me, what must I do if I find that time? Should I stay away from the sarid until I die of hunger? Or should I rather place my hands on the sarid and eat to my fill. And after eating what I needed to eat, then I will look at the Dajjal and loudly I will announce my belief in Allah and disbelief in the Dajjal. The manner he asked this question, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on hearing this, laughed so much that his blessed deed became apparent. Imam Ghazali rahimullah states, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile the most and was the most cheerful person, except at the time when the Quran Kareem was being revealed, when the mention of Qiyamah was made, or when he was delivering a sermon. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when happy, used to be the most cheerful and jovial. But when giving advice, he would speak with awe and fear. He would not become angry except when Almighty Allah's commands were transgressed. When he was angry, none had the courage to come in front of him. In all matters, his condition was such that if anything occurred, he would hand the matter over to Almighty Allah and would acknowledge his weakness in strength and planning. He would ask Almighty Allah for a beneficial plan and a cause of action. Imam Ghazali rahimullah mentions a dua Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make. Allahumma arini al-haqqa haqqa. O Allah, show me the truth as truth, so that I may follow it. وَأَرِنِ الْمُنْكَرَ مُنْكَرَ وَارْزُقْنِ اجْتِنَابَ. And show me falsehood as falsehood, and grant me the ability to stay away from it. Allahumma arini الْحَقَّ حَقَّ وَارْزُقْنَ اتِّبَاعَ وَارْزُقْنِ اتِّبَاعَ. Grant me the ability to follow it. وَأَرِنِ الْمُنْكَرَ مُنْكَرَ وَارْزُقْنِ اجْتِنَابَ. And show me falsehood as falsehood, and grant me the ability to stay away from it. May Almighty Allah bless us with the noble character and manners of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.